Well, this is sure to be unpleasant.
That is an almost alarming amount of water pooling directly on my lawn. Well, let's see. It'll be fine. It'll be fine! I wish I didn't need gas today because I don't want to get out of the car. In this. Hopefully there won't be too many people at gas stations. Some of those pumps are certainly covered. Not be that big of a deal. Whatever. Alright. You go.
You guys go. What?
Bad out here. Yeah, I'm going to drive through this big-ass puddle going into the gas station. Yeah. This dude's still wearing shorts and a hooded sweatshirt out here. Like it ain't nothing. I like that. I'm gonna pump gas. I'm going out there. Here we go. It's very wet out there. And also, like, just windy enough to make everything kind of a pain in the ass, too. Like, it's not, you know, it's not cripplingly bad out there, but it's unpleasant. Like, just windy enough to where if you had an umbrella, it wouldn't actually help that much. Okay, looking out at the freeway, those cars don't look like they're moving at full speed. All right, well, now we're up on the freeway doing 25 miles an hour. Fuck, I wonder what... when is this? They're opening a pair of, like, areas of San Francisco as, like, the Super Bowl fan village. And, like, the... Qualcomm Slam Jam Arena for Super Bowl partying. And the two locations are on either side of where I work, where I go in the morning. And one of them is at the Moscone Center, which is where it always gets shut down for those fucking Salesforce dicks. So I assume that'll be a shit show. But then also the other side of it is going to be shut down, too. So, like, basically, the roads I drive on now are, like, all still open during all of this, but they're also the main routes now for people trying to get through the area, and I'm guessing that the next couple of weeks here, I don't know if it opens this week, or maybe it's next week. But, basically, there's going to be, like, a three-week period where getting through San Francisco is going to be fucking impossible. Like, basically, the city is just like, hey, you should not drive. Park an option. We're your party headquarters. Everything you need for game day. Oh, you mean the Super Bowl? No. The big football day. The Super Bowl. I don't know what you're talking about. We're the party headquarters for video for game for game for not for video game for Hey, are you ready for some sports? We've reached sports, big sports headquarters. Oh, that road is just straight up fucking flooded. Look at that. This on-ramp is fucked. Congratulations, you built this nice new on-ramp, and it is, oh, this guy is fucking spraying fucking muddy fucking water all over me. Cool. That's a lot of water running down whatever that surface is, this artificial surface they're building as part of the new on-ramp.
got a verse on that, huh?
I
don't
know. I said, I'm going to think you did, but...
I had at least six.
Okay.
In my past, some people have, and I'm in a relationship now.
Okay.
Can be thinking about those things, too.
No, you can't.
Yeah. How's your child affected your writing?
Well, it's more focused because I have a lot less time to write, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But also, I would say that, you know, in general, this record has a lighter and more playful feel than some of the other records. I mean, there's songs that don't, but overall. And I think part of that was, you know, just having had a baby in the house, mm-hmm. even, and that energy, that, like, pure, like, joy energy in the house. And making a record is really hard. Really hard work, especially the way I do it by myself a lot, and just moving around in between different producers. I don't have a partner, you know, and it's a lot of work, it's a lot of stress, and I didn't feel like it was bad this time, you know, having just had this little cute little thing. Yeah, I was like, I just want to feel happy and like have fun. So no matter what I'm talking about, because the issues that I'm talking about on this record are not necessarily light, you know, but I approach them in a playful way, you know, like sarcastic, you know, using like comedy or like satire, and I made it a fun record.
Damon John was just here from Shark Tank, and of course one of the founders of FUBU, and we had asked him about like that down period, or the time when you go through when people just tell you no and doors being slammed in your face. But to me, it's a little bit different in music when you go through that down period. You don't want to be bothered with anybody. How did you, if you went through that, push through that in the music side of it, being female, kind of feeling, doing this kind of music that people really wasn't open to initially, and having a baby? How did you, like, say, fuck it, I'm just going to keep going and doing my thing?
Well, I think I've always been the type of person where if anybody doesn't see value in me or what I'm doing, it just makes me more, like, driven to, like, you know, and that's the competitiveness in me or whatever. I'm just like, I'll show everyone. Like, yeah, even when I was, like, a teenager and a guy would diss me, I'm like, okay, well, he'll be coming back. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's part of it. The other part of it is that I make music. Like, it's in my spirit, you know, it keeps me.
I can't afford to go to jail. Might as well put Nate House up for bail. Cross stress me out. Thinking I need a better route. But all these hoes laugh when I'm dashing. And them boys rhyme about dashing.
Breathe me back to life.
Safe driving having out here in the rain. Good stuff. Great.
January, it's Jane Mo with your Super 70 Sounds.
Classic, alternative, Sirius XM, first wave.
My phone has to say about getting to where I'm going. Yeah, that's about what I figured. 1 hour and 17 minutes from here. Traffic jam, 36 minutes. course I would be stopped under this fucking overpass. I mean, hey, you know, at least there's no rain. Actually, there is still rain hitting the... Just hang out under here and not listen to the radio, I guess. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Welcome to an edition of MyWikitekiBlog.com here on SiriusXM News Blog Radio. I'm your host, Dodge. And we started the show off with LCD Sound System's epic track Home. I love it. I don't know if it's epic, but I love it. Anyway, the big news, right, is they're reuniting. And along with Guns N' Roses, they're going to headline Coachella. It's only been 5 years. And that seems like, I mean, not that I'm mad about it. I love LCD Sound System, but why even break up? I mean, a lot of bands have more than 5 years between albums. So anyway, you just needed a break, and I get that. I understand that. You need a break. Let's go ahead and get the show going. Let's not debate over it any longer. Stop debating with me about this. We're all happy about it. Don't lie. All right, Santee Gold, she's got a new album out called 99 Cent, and I can't get enough of her track, I can't get enough of myself. It's just fun, it's just really so much fun. It's hard to not let its infectiousness infect you. We'll then hear from Young Jemmy. I don't know what to say about Young Jemmy. She's fun and silly, and blending all types of pop culture. You know, anime, Japanese, J-pop, trap, whatever. She's her own little weird internet thing that she is. We've got a track from her called Cutest in the Game. And then we'll take it all.
Well, I do like anime,
1965,
so.
1965, and we'll hear the Zombies, Summertime, their cover of the classic George Gershwin tune that has been covered like 25,000 times, literally. And I don't know whose is the best, but I love this Zombies cover.
If I was in
upbeat sitting in traffic music, you know? G-E-M-M-Y, Young Jimmy, not Young Jimmy. I was more excited about some lady named Young Jimmy. Well, I guess we don't get to hear this fucking trap J-pop cut under this overpass, huh? Seems like it could be better. Like maybe do one or two more takes on the vocals in the spots where it sounds clunky. Like smooth it out. Rehearse. You know, it's like get in there and fucking punch the lyrics if you have to.
hand-picked playlists from influential music bloggers. MyOldKentuckyBlog.com has control of SiriusXMU.
And is being used well.
It's summertime, and living is easy. Love is jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your mama's good-looking. Won't you hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna wake up singing. Then you're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing, nothing gonna harm you. With your mommy and daddy, they're standing by.
Probably just go down this fucking rabbit hole deeper, right? I mean, it's really the only. Is this what hath Krayshawn wrought?
this. I'll see what's on the radio.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around us all time we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken.
Man, I fucking hate the Beach Boys. Take all the fucking Young Jimmy you got over this.
Thank you.
from Toronto. They're one of the shiny new bands of 2015. They released an album called Soar that is absolutely worth your time. It's loud and brash. They recently covered fellow Torontonian Drake, his track Know Yourself. We're going to play that. We'll then hear from Washington, D.C.'s Brett. They were inspired by a rapper this past week. Kanye West released his new 2 tracks in 1. They liked the piano loop from Real Friends, and so they took it and released a new demo. They call it a sad song. It's called Decisions, and we'll play that. And then finally, we will hear from late 70s British rock band The Slits. Their album Cut was one of the defining releases of the post-punk era, and we will hear their cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Running through the six with my
this traffic still sucks.
People driving music discovery online are on the air. Blog Radio, my old Kentucky blog, on Sirius XMU.
New track for you here on myoldkentuckyblog.com that we are premiering on the blog today. It's called Mount Sai, and it is a dreamy pop project from
LA-based
Michael David of Classics, as well as Sarah Chernoff of Superhumanoids and Jesse Kibble of Kisses. They've all combined in this new project, and the lead single is called Either Or. It is on their new Limits EP.
That asshole is driving too fast.
From Odessa.
Great.
And their track, My Friends.
More Unsafe Die. People Around Me. Terrific.
That was the name of the EP they released as well. Title track from the EP they released in 2013. And then finally, we'll hear from a bedroom pop auteur named Oscar Scheller. Simply goes by the name Oscar. Heavily influenced by the likes of, say, Magnetic Fields or maybe Damon Albarn or Beat Happening. The track that we'll play, there's a video out for this as well, is called Sometimes.
It's fucked up out here. Oh, man.
on My Old Kentucky Blog, exclusively on SiriusXMU.
Hydroplane the rest of the way in. Oh, God. All right. I mean, at least I'm moving at a decent speed now, though up here is usually where the road floods. So we'll see. See how it goes. Closing a lane to deal with the flooding here. Oh yeah, that part of the road is underwater.
We've got two bands from Ontario in this next block of music, and then a track from a very prolific band who has recently announced a new release. First, we're going to hear from Ontario's West Nile. This duo has a new single called Lucifer Baby, and it is synth-driven and good little dance floor track. We'll then hear from Woods. They are 9 albums in, that's hard to believe, and they'll release a new one in April of 2016 called City Sun Eater in the River of Light. The first track from the Brooklyn lo-fi folk pop group is called Sun City Creeps. And then finally, in this block, we will hear from Ontario dream pop duo Memory House. They have a sophomore LP called Soft Hate coming out, and the track that we're going to hear from
these are all great names.
Sarah.
Sarah.
four sixes. I don't know what's... It's three. I mean, an extra six is like, that's, can't even fucking calculate how evil that is. Thank you.
Driving Music Discovery Online are on the air. Blog Radio, My Old Kentucky Blog on SiriusXMU.
Don't hit me. Okay. This Sky Vodka billboard says, "Here's to the host city we're proud to call home." Host city for what? Which host city is that? Is it the Super Bowl? No. Get some vodka for the big game. game day vodka time. This is your football party headquarters. I went into a grocery store over the weekend, and they had a sign up front saying, "Welcome to your football party headquarters."
Clementine and Valentine Adams are two beautiful sisters from New Zealand who now reside in Hong Kong. They make music as Purple Pilgrims, and their debut full-length album is called Eternal Delight, and it will come out next month on LA label Not Not Fun. The track that we are going to hear from them is called Through Every Cell. We'll then hear from a artist from New York named Sean Henry Pulsilia. He just records music as Sean Henry, and he's got an album out called It's All About Me. He released it on cassette and digital through Double Double Whammy Records. The track that we're going to hear...
These are all great names!
Sean Henry is called Dear Joyce. It's a song about an old lady here. And finally in this block, we'll hear from Charlie Hilton of the band Blouse. She has a solo debut album called Polana. She's released a couple of tracks out on the internet already from it. One called Pony and then another called 100 Million, which featured Mac DeMarco. She's got a new track here called Funny Anyway, and she says that she doesn't know if she'll ever write another song that communicates with more accuracy what it feels like to be her. It is her favorite song on the album. And if I didn't already say the idea, that it's called Funny Anyway, and it'll end this block of music on wildkentuckyblog.com.
Thank you.
someday I'll get to where I'm going. I just have to persist.
Exclusively on SiriusXMU.
They've started putting up signage that says Super Bowl on it around here. This tunnel.
How will I know the history behind the music that is being played if I don't hear the air break with the quiet man telling me about pretty ladies from around the world that sing songs? Dream pop straight out of Uruguay. These guys are called Porches. So, my car keeps pictures of musicians inside of it. You know, to like, when it gets like names and stuff from the radio, it'll show a picture. This band, I guess, is called Whitney. And it's just showing a picture of Whitney Houston. Maybe this is Whitney Houston. Maybe there's a whole... There's a bunch of fucking trash all over this street. The rain just washed a bunch of garbage up. What? My lane randomly, or you know, at least fucking signal first. Or you're just weaving around like an asshole. Okay, you know, yeah, just weaving around like an asshole. Okay.
SiriusXMU.
Cage free, farm fresh music. Farm to table tunes. Cruelty free hip hop. I want extra cruelty in my hip hop, to be honest. Oh good, they took a vote and decided to rename all the conference rooms on our floor after Star Wars planets. That'll be fun for the rest of fucking forever.
We heard from Porches earlier in the show, and we've got an artist named Taryn Miller, who records music as Your Friend, and she'll be going out on tour with Alex G. and Porches in March.
Alex G., Porches, and Your Friend? Man, that's a bill.
She's a 24-year-old and will release her debut album, Gumption, on Domino on January 29th. The track that we are going to hear from your friend is called Come Back From It. We'll then hear from Kane Strang, an artist from Dunedin, New Zealand. He's got a forthcoming debut album titled Full Moon Hungry Sun. We'll hear the self-recorded title track of that album in this block of music as well. It's a really nice example of psych pop. And then we'll hear from Kentucky chamber pop combo Murals. They've got a debut album called Violet City Lantern.
Kentucky chamber pop duo Murals.
Talk Records. This track has some real nice 70s singer-songwriter vibes. It's called Long Bridge.
I don't think your friend is especially great. Act. Not really loving this song. It's like whack Beach House. Man, Beach House is whack Beach House. So this must be real bad. Minivan, you need to get over so I can get by. Such are the rules of the alley. Alright, there we go. Fuck, I made it. Well, I shouldn't say, I mean, still have another 30 feet to go. Alright. If you guys could all go start some good chamber dream pop trap acts by the end of the day, that'd be great. I'll expect a full report this evening. Good luck.